fish out of water. Fisher FC's manager has slammed Southwark Council, calling it incompetent, over its handling of the club's return to Rotherhithe after their new stadium was vandalised. The team's new Salter Road ground has had its gate smashed, goal net posts snapped, and stands graffitied, and they've been told they can't play any games there until at least September. First team manager Dean Harrison told the news of his outrage at the way the transition had been handled and called the situation a farce that, quotes, reeks of incompetence, quotes. He said, "The council are now saying we can't play any pre-season games at the ground because the dressing rooms aren't fitted out. They're also saying that we won't be able to play league games until at least September because they haven't put a management team in place to run the facility. Our season starts in August, which they've known from the start, so we now seem to have to hope that they can find a ground to play at and hope the league will be sympathetic to our cause. Bearing in mind the keys were handed over to the council in March, the whole situation is a complete farce and reeks of incompetence on their behalf." Since 2004, Fisher has shared a stadium with Dulwich Hamlet FC at Champion Hill, and return to the north of the borough has always been a goal. But even though the pitch itself is finished, there'll now be an open tender process to decide the leaseholder, which could leave Fisher as tenants at their own ground. Stephen Evans, a Fisher FC board member, said, "Getting the new stadium built has been done in partnership with the council, but we're concerned about delays and uncertainties since it was completed and the damage to it. We're also concerned by reports that Fisher could end up just as tenants. This will affect the viability of the club and wasn't what people had been led to expect. We understand the council will begin a procurement process shortly. It's vital that whatever its outcome, Fisher are at its heart and not just tenants. A sustainable community-based Fisher was the driver for the facility in the first place." The news previously reported how Southwark Council vowed to ramp up security at the new 3G ground after up to 50 youths were seen playing on the pitch. A council spokesman said, "We're keen to get Fisher FC into their new home ground as soon as possible. We've been in contact with the club and will continue to work with them to plan ahead for the new season. We're repairing any damage caused by vandals, and we've also put 7-day security in place to ensure the facility is kept in the best condition possible until the new management is in place at the end of August."